Hey, I'm Scott Lambeth. I'm the outgoing president of the Indian River Citrus League.
As outgoing president, of course, you've seen a tough 3 years. Tell us what some of the challenges have been over here on the river.
Well, as you know, the river's predominantly a fresh fruit industry, grapefruit being our major crop. And with canker and greening as the mainstay, it's been difficult for us. And we're still seeing the contractions and trying a lot of, stay positive. But for the last 3 years with the contraction of the industry, it's just very difficult to keep an open mind and stay positive when you see family farms that are third and fourth generation still going out. But I'm optimistic the antibiotics will help us, those of us that applied them, and hopefully we won't see the drop, and we'll see the tree health continue to improve.
From what I've heard, people who have used bactericides so far, for the most part, haven't really seen the impact yet, but think it might take a while. What have you seen so far?
Well, I'm going to stay positive. I don't see anything on the groves that we have applied them, but the overall tree health on the river is really, really improved from the last few years, but I think it's just been the optimum growing conditions, and I don't want to say it's the bactericides that have given us this tree health.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.